This week's mailbag comes to us from Vicky via email. I always appreciate every opportunity to hear your thoughts, especially on the topic of planning, which I now see is my weak area. In all of the interesting and helpful information that you shared today, I think that the most significant personal takeaway from me was that I should limit my focus areas. I have always been a person who chronically has a growing to-do list. As a creative idealist, that's Dana White's term, I am always generating massive amounts of ideas, new projects, new organizational systems, new ministries, etc. But working with the Sunday Basket system and hearing your insights via the podcast and classes has helped me to see that there is simply no way for me to accomplish all of these things and that most of these projects shouldn't even be attempted because I only have one lifetime. However, I am starting to understand that by focusing on very few goals in a limited time frame, I can achieve significantly more than I have in the past. I think this is going to be a game changer for me. With appreciation and thanks. Thank you, Vicky. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I have often shared with you that decluttering leads to organization, leads to increased productivity. It is a cycle that goes round and round and round. You declutter, then you get organized, then you increase productivity. I've also shared with you that you need to go through a space three times in order to achieve maximum productivity or to get all the way through the cycle. The first time through, you'll spend the bulk of your time decluttering, a little organizing, maybe even no increase in productivity. The second time through, you'll probably declutter half the time, organize a little less than half the time, and start to reap the benefits of increased productivity. And then the third time through a space, you'll spend very little time decluttering, still half or more time organizing, and then the bulk of your time in increased productivity. As we go through this cycle, as you go through your house over and over and over again, or even just think about sitting down to your desk and you have to go through email, you go through the exact same cycle. The first thing you do is open up your email, declutter as much as possible. What's just junk? What can you get out of there? Then you kind of glance at all the titles and kind of organize your time. If you have only 10 or 15 minutes, you might look to see, are there any important emails that need your attention right now? Or what can wait until later? Maybe it's been a while since you've sat down and done this at your email and you've carved out a good 90 minutes and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to knock these out, but I want to knock out the ones that are easiest first. So I'm going to set my timer for 20 minutes and knock out as many as I possibly can and then dive into the harder emails. So you're decluttering, organizing, and increasing your productivity every time you do every single thing that you do. Along the way, in organizing your house, your organization looks different in each space, in each time of year that you organize, depending on how much time you've been organizing. And you will ask me questions on social media, in the 100-day group, just all over the place. And over the last couple of months, I've been saving some of these questions so that I could answer them in the category of decluttering, organizing, or increasing productivity. And these podcasts are going to be shorter. They won't be an hour long. They might only be 15, 20 minutes. But I want them to be very specific based on what area that we're getting done. All right, last week we talked about decluttering questions, where you get hung up in decluttering. This week, I want to deep dive into organizing. Now, sometimes what tends to happen is you will over declutter. You will keep decluttering because you don't feel that organized feeling yet, and you actually have to go into organizing, which is matching like with like, and finding a new home. So these are organizing related questions, but they do have a little bit of a decluttering element to them. And I think these are going to address some of the questions you guys are specifically struggling with in, I don't even have any space to organize. How am I going to, I can't walk in this house. How am I going to organize? We're going to address that. Number two, my house is so small, I don't have any of these grandiose storage spaces like you have these beautiful basements in Ohio. Where do I put this storage? I don't have a lot of space for storage. And what about if you're organizing and you are doing the 100-day program, but we've moved on to a new area and you're not done organizing? How long do you give yourself to actually get a space all the way organized? So let's get started. The first question is from Tracy, and she says, my biggest problem has always been not enough room to sort. In my first house, every room became a hot mess. Now I have more room, but it can still be a challenge. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who dreams about taking everything to a warehouse and moving things back once they're sorted. A house organizing retreat? Seriously though, tips for organizing small spaces, please. Well, as a professional organizer, you know how when you organize, you make a bigger mess before everything looks better every time you organize? Well, it's that way when you're a professional organizer too. And often, especially as my team grew and there were two or three of us going into a house, we were literally creating mini tornadoes in two or three different spaces in the house. It looked horrible by the time you got to hour two or three, and then we cleaned it all up before we left. So a couple of the things that we had to do was, if you're organizing a room that is already disorganized and more rooms are disorganized in the house, well, you don't physically want to move everything out of the bedroom like three rooms away so you have space to organize it, if you even have the luxury of that space. So here's what I did. I would take banker's boxes. You can use Amazon boxes or whatever you want, but boxes are better than bags. And I would literally line them up in the hallway. So you probably have a hallway that you walk down. So just put boxes in that hallway. Even if it's just a standard 3 foot wide hallway, you can still put boxes in there and be able to walk up and down that hallway. You're not going to leave them there forever, but you could leave them for a day or two or possibly a week. And then you need to get a fat marker or a thick Sharpie and write on there what each box is for. Then you want a black trash bag and you want a white trash bag. And you're going to hang the trash bags by the loop that you normally would tie the trash bag closed with. Pull up one of those loops and hang the white trash bag on one side of a doorknob and the black one on the other side of the doorknob. So imagine your hallway now. However long your hallway is, that's how many boxes you can have. So you can for sure get three or four boxes there, right? Maybe up to six boxes. And then somewhere in that hallway, there is a door. And on the front of the doorknob will be a white trash bag, and on the back will be black. Doesn't matter if it's front or back. Here's what each of these things are. The white trash bag is trash. The black trash bag is donations. And the boxes are things that either need to be sorted or go somewhere else. So let's say that you're organizing your master bedroom. So your master bedroom has a door on it. Perfect. White trash bag, black trash bag. Anytime you see trash, goes in the white trash bag. Anytime you see something that for sure is a donation, goes in the black trash bag. As these get filled up, you tie them. And if you're on the second floor, this is what's fun. You roll them down the stairs. It's great. You just, not the trash, but for sure the donations. Just roll those clothes right on down the stairs. I do it all the time. Okay, so black and white trash bags, as they get full, tie them up, take them, add new ones. So you don't need to have more than two bags in that space. And then you have your boxes. So if you're doing your master bedroom, here are some things that might end up in those boxes. You might label one box books. And this isn't books to donate, because if it's donating, remember, it goes in the black trash bag. So books that are going to go somewhere else in the house that you still want, those go in there. Maybe another one is things to go in the kitchen. So that may be scissors, pens, a glass, whatever. Anything that's going to go in the kitchen may go in the next box. Then there may be a box that is paper and memories, which we always find in our bedroom for whatever reason. I'm just saying, it's true. Label it, put it there. What's another thing you might notice in your bedroom? Maybe things to go to the office, or if you're a school teacher, things to go back to school, or if you're a Cub Scout leader, things to go back to Cub Scout, like things that have to go to somebody else's house or back to your mom's house or whatever, like items to be returned. That would be another box. So now you could go in your bedroom and you can get out your trash, you can get out your donations, you can get out all your books, all your paper, all your memorabilia, anything that has to go to the kitchen, and anything that has to be returned anywhere. Okay. Those boxes are going to fill. You're like, great, the boxes are going to fill up. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not magic, it's organizing. So when the box fills up at books, or you're at the end of the day, you've got a trash bag, two donation bags, and all of your boxes are full, then at the end of the day, you need to take all those boxes and bags wherever they need to go and start over the next time you have time to work on that bedroom. So take the trash out to the trash, take the donations and put them in the car, take the box that it needs to be returned, and either put that in the car if you're ready to do all of those returns, or put them in your holding place, wherever your holding place is, for things that need to be returned to Cub Scouts and school and mom and office or whatever. Take the books wherever books are going to end up going. And you may say, well, then do I start organizing the bookshelf? No, we do not. You can either leave that box of books by the bookshelf, or you can take them and pile them on the floor if you need the box back upstairs. But we're going to get one area all the way done. And I know that's going to create messes in other areas of the house, but it will all work out in the end. Trust me. Your box of paper and memorabilia is going to go wherever the most of your paper is. If you still have a filing cabinet, put it there and just leave it there till we get to paper. Your box of things to go in the kitchen, go in the kitchen, put those all away. If you're in the 100-day program, that is the room everybody has organized. So that one, we're going to maintain the organization and just put things away. And what was the last? I think that was all the boxes I said, right? Yes. So now you're ready the next day or the next weekend or whenever you have time. Again, white trash bag, black trash bag, four or five boxes, and start labeling those boxes. Let's say you're going to do this in your storage room, which would be really difficult, actually. But you're going to have trash. You're going to have donations, hopefully lots and lots of donations. Donate a lot. It's been down there forever. You're not doing it, so get rid of it. Then the boxes are going to become more important, but instead of just using random any old boxes, if you're going to do the hot mess room to organize storage, which is part of All Access, then your boxes should be the Home Depot clear bins, and you just start labeling those. If you're not going to do that, or you're going to do that later, then I highly recommend you get banker's boxes. And you can get like 10 banker's boxes for $15 at Walmart, maybe even less, or any office supply store. They'll be a little bit more expensive at an office supply store. You can get them at Target. You can get banker's boxes everywhere. They're in the office supply area. Sometimes they're folded real small and you can't even tell that's what they are, but they're back there. And then the reason why you want banker's boxes is because they're white or brown, doesn't matter. It's easy to label them with a Sharpie or a fat marker. They have handles on them, so they're easier to carry than other boxes are. They have lids that go on top so that when you're done organizing that area, especially if you're doing a hot mess room or a storage room, you can stack them. So when you're done, clearly you're not going to get rid of everything in those boxes, and it's probably going to take you a month to do your storage room. I'm just saying. So you're going to want to stack those at the end until you have another weekend to get back to it. Okay, that was question number one. The next question is, what do I do if I have small space? Like I have a small space without a garage or offsite storage. I just don't have any storage available to me. How do I determine what to store and what to buy again if needed? So this is a difficult question to answer because it's just difficult. If you have a small space, there's nothing we could do about it. You have a small space. Couple of options. I will always say renting a storage unit is not a bad thing. But if you don't have any money to buy a storage unit, then obviously that's not a solution. Everything comes down to time and money, right? So if you're in a small space and you can get a storage unit, like for example, like when people move from Ohio and they move down to Florida, which they do every day of the year. Let me just tell you, when you move to Florida, what don't you have? A basement. Like you don't have a basement in Florida. So all these Ohioans that move on down there, or they move down to Texas, they lose their basement. And so I have watched people move down there and not get storage units. And I have watched people move down there and know, as part of the move to Florida, they are getting a storage unit because that's where they keep Christmas stuff and memories and past tax documents and all that stuff. And it's part of their move. So when they moved, they knew they were losing their basement. And so they got a storage unit. If you've never had a basement, you've never had a garage, the attic is too hot or whatever, a couple of things that you can do are put your bed on risers. Even our master bed is on risers and we double them up, and you can store things under your bed. You can also store things on the back of doors, like on the back of the bathroom doors where you can store all extra toiletries, on the back of your bedroom door. I don't know. You can just store stuff on those over the door shoe holders, and you can double them up. You can put them on the back of your door, and you can put them on the wall behind your door. Like, imagine a door closed and you're inside your bedroom and your bedroom door is closed. You can have an over the door shoe holder on the back of your door and on the wall right behind when your door is open. So when your door is open in your bedroom, you don't see either of these shoe organizers. But when it's closed, you can see both. And you're going, well, that's nuts. Lisa, what in the heck would you put in over-the-door shoe holders in your master bedroom? Well, if you're in like a two-bedroom condo, you may put office supplies in there because you probably don't have an office. And where are you going to store them because you've got a two-year-old? So you may store office supplies there. I don't know what you might put there. But small things like that you could store that way. The other thing you can do is use space saver bags. So if you are storing, you know, seasonal linens or whatever you can put in those space saver bags that then you suck the air out of and it makes your stuff like a little frisbee, then you could store those under beds. And if you're thinking, okay, yeah, that's, you could see those ideas on Pinterest, Lisa. Those are all the ideas there are. What else can I do? If you have a small space, there isn't necessarily much more you can do. I was working with someone as a virtual organizer, and she really didn't have any storage. And one of the things that there was a guest bedroom that had ended up being a hot mess room, and we kept going through it. And I said, you know what? You're going to use it as a guest bedroom like twice per year. Have that person stay in a hotel or put them in a hotel and have that be your storage. Like, your guest room can become a beautiful storage room. Because you need storage all the time. You don't need a guest bedroom all the time. So really look at every single space in your house. How much are you using it? When are you using it? For what purpose? And then look at the items that you want to keep. Because there are items that you don't want to get rid of that you don't have space for. And it's going to be one or the other. Are you going to turn a closet into a storage closet instead of something else? You know, you're really going to have to think outside of the box on that one. And our last question is from Denise. She says, burning question. When following the 100-day program, and it's time to move into a new area, such as from the master bedroom closet area to whatever is next, but you haven't finished decluttering those areas, do you just stop everything and move on, or linger there until you finish and then pick up when the 100 days comes back again? She says, I'm on round two, but I didn't make it past the kitchen on the first round. Okay, I'd love to speak to all of you who are like on round 89 of the 100-day program, but you have, you know, the kitchen is always organized, but you don't get further in. The 100-day program is ordered in the way that makes it easiest to organize your house. Kitchen first, master closet, master bathroom, master bedroom. These are spaces you literally have been organizing your entire life. You've been doing dishes, emptying the dishwasher, straightening up the kitchen, cleaning your bedroom, organizing your closet since you were seven. You may not have done it successfully, but we have all done it. Like, it's something that we have all done. Very few people have organized storage rooms, attics, garages, like a couple of times in your life, maybe, but it's not something that you do on a regular basis, nor is it something you feel that you're really equipped to do. So the 100-day program progressively moves from areas that you've organized your entire life into areas maybe you've never even thought about how would you organize those areas. As you go through the program 2, 3, 4, 5 times, I'm going to give you permission to skip the kitchen. Yep, you can just 100%. On Labor Day, we're going to start day one in the kitchen and you're going to skip right to the master closet or right to week 7, which is the home office. So you might start in September in the home office. Great place to start, actually, because fall is a very productive time and people love to get their offices organized in the fall. So if you've been doing the program a while, skip ahead. Also, at any time, you can always linger in an area and continue to find it and get it organized until you feel stuck. So one of the benefits of going through the kitchen two or three times before you feel like it's finally finished is I always encourage you to save items versus discard them if you are questionable. So if you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I should keep it or get rid of it, most organizers would say, get rid of it. You can always replace it. I always say, keep it. And the reason I say keep it is because if you have any hesitancy at all in getting rid of something and you get rid of it, but there's any part of you is like, oh, I don't know, I might want to keep that. Then when you go to get rid of other things, you're just a little bit more reserved. You're more like, oh, you know, I just don't know. There's more resistance. But if I say you can keep everything you want, then you look at it again and you think, no, I really want to get rid of it, Lisa. So it's almost like you're convincing me to get rid of it versus me convincing you, which is totally different. That's you thinking about what you want. So if you choose to keep some things, when you wait 4 months and we go through that same space again, you're going to wonder why it's still there. Like, I thought I got rid of this last time. Why didn't I get rid of it? It'll be so easy and effortless to let that thing go the second, third, or fourth round. As you go through the kitchen, because everybody gets through the kitchen, it gets easier and easier to organize and maintain that kitchen. And then we get into the master closet, which is a little sticky the first couple of times. And then that gets easier and easier. And that momentum propels you further and further into the program every single time. Now, last spring, what I did in our 100-day Facebook group is I had you mark in your planner how far you got last time so that you could start there the next time. So instead of starting on day one, you might start on day 43 or 52 or 61 or whatever. So you're starting further into the planner. And when you start further into the planner, yeah, you may end up having 3 weeks in your home office because while you're there, you also start assembling some of the binders. You don't have to organize only 15 minutes a day and only on the 100-day program. That's designed to get you started. Like if you were starting a gym program tomorrow, they wouldn't say, we want you to show up 2 hours a day, 5 days out of the week, and we want you to do HIIT and then yoga and then this and that. I mean, I'd be like, goodbye. But if you tell me that I can come to the gym and I can walk on the treadmill like 7 times a month and also go to the outdoor pool, I love it. And I'm like, oh, you have yoga? Maybe I should try yoga. And you just kind of baby step your way into this new lifestyle, this new way of thinking and living and prioritizing your thoughts. So as you are going through and you find yourself the second time getting to the master bedroom, which is its own mini hot mess room for many, many people, as it was for me, it may take you 2 or 3 weeks just to even figure out what the heck you have stored in your master bedroom. I used to put everything in the master bedroom that was a surprise or I didn't want the kids to touch or my office was in there, puzzles, all of my crafts. I did scrapbooking in there. I mean, there was more stuff in my master bedroom than in the entire rest of the house. So it took me a while to get through that. Feel free to linger, especially if you're in the zone and you've got the energy for it and you feel like you're in your groove. Keep chipping away at that room until you really get it down to where you can increase your productivity or maintenance. Now, on the flip side, if you're like, every time you think about doing your master bedroom, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I have to go back in there. I just don't even know what to do with any of that stuff. And when are we going to be done with this space? Move on. Move on to the next space. The key is to continually keep organizing, keep making progress. A minimum of 15 minutes a day, an hour a day is awesome, whatever you have. Every single day, trying to declutter something, organize something, increase productivity, thinking about your house differently, reorganizing spaces, figuring out how to get it to work more for you. Whatever you are most excited about organizing, do that. Do that. If you happen to be doing laundry and you're like, you know what? I think this would work better if I cleaned out this cabinet and I put this thing over there. Do that. Do that. Whatever idea you have, energy you have, momentum you have, let's say a family member comes up and they said, oh, you know what? It's going to be kind of an overcast day tomorrow, but it's going to be cool. Maybe we should clean out the garage. Yes, please. Hello, help. Yes, yes. I would like to clean out the garage. Or you're going to have family in town next weekend and you know that your family will do whatever you ask for the next couple days, then you might want to focus on the first floor of your house, fill up the cars, take stuff to donation, have somebody vacuum, have somebody else dust, and capitalize on that momentum when we would have been working in the master bedroom that no one else is going to see. So follow your organizing energy. And if you want to deep dive and work on an area longer, definitely do it.